It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan.
Hey, 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 welcome back to Talkin' Golf. And joining me is PGA professional Keith Stewart, founder of Read the Line, a newsletter of golf analysis and insight, and golf's only on-site PGA expert covering the PGA Tour and LPGA Tour from a betting perspective. Hey, Keith, welcome to Talkin' Golf.
And good morning. What a fantastic Sunday. I'm so excited about the Travelers. What a leaderboard.
I'm telling you, there's so much going on, and I'll get to the Travelers in a second, but I have to hear your thoughts on the U.S. Open final round. What are your thoughts of Rory McIlroy's meltdown?
Oh, boy. well, I mean, I don't know if I need to pile on him anymore. I think what's interesting about golf, as a PGA pro and having taught the game for so long, golfers have this interesting ability to kind of look at things through their own personal lens. Had Rory lost the U.S. Open with like a 200-yard 7-iron, I think a lot of people would have said, oh, that's a tough shot. But because he missed with a 3-foot putt, and everyone says, well, I could hit that 3-foot putt, not even, like just comparing themselves kind of blindly to the situation, I think it kind of adds to the piling on of Rory and, the collapse and everything else. If I was one of Rory's handlers, I would have just said, hey, man, talk to the media and then leave and then take your 4 weeks off. I mean, he knew when he missed that putt, he wasn't coming to Travelers. So, why wait 4 weeks to talk to everybody? I mean, I feel like he should have just taken the 10 minutes and talked to us all and then moved on. I mean, it was a weird scene down there because there was so much positive energy surrounding Bryson on Sunday for those of us that were there. And then, Rory kind of just added to his own, saga and drama. It seems to circle his life these days.
That's an interesting perspective. I agree. I mean, that putt was so difficult. And, I was talking about it earlier. It just downhill, severe left to right. And who knows what was going through his head, right? I'm not going to beat him up for sure. I mean, it's obviously I'd love to see him at the Travelers, but as you said, it's going to be a shootout. And just take us through your week at the Travelers as you kind of handicap the players. And who did you pick like before the tournament even started? Can you tell me that?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So on a week where I'm on site, I usually arrive there at some point midday Monday, and I want to look at the golf course. I want to look at the golf course conditions. That on a normal week, there aren't many players there. Certainly the week after Pinehurst, the guys were just showing up maybe on a Monday night, on a Tuesday morning. So I want to look at the golf course. I want to see, is it wet? Is it dry? What's the rough like? Every golf course is a little different. It's not like playing in a football stadium where they're all the same measurement. So It's a big part of how you handicap the field is understanding the design of the golf course, the agronomy, and then what the weather conditions are going to be all week. I mean, look at the weather these guys have had to face the last 3 days there, right? The off and on the golf course saga. And then once the players show up, then it's get on the range and it's take a look at, I have this famous phrase. It's like, who's working and who's working? So like, who's got it working? Like, who's great? And then who's working on it, meaning that, are they changing equipment? Are they with their coach? Are they really, trying to grind a little bit to try to find something? And then from there, I'll put out content And then this week, my outright picks from Read the Line before the start of the week were I thought Ludwig would have a very good week. He now sits T12. Mm-hmm. I thought this was a good I thought this was a good golf course for Sam Burns. Sam has not putted well, so he's kind of sat and has not hit his irons well, so he sits in the middle of the pack. But then the other two guys that I picked pre-tournament were Tom Kim and Akshay Bhatia, and we have this tremendous what we call a Sunday sweat, which means you have to sweat like every shot of the day out because we want these guys to win, and they're sitting in the final group with Scottie Scheffler. So it's going to be a very nervous day here at the Stewart household for sure.
Wow. So you did have Tom Kim and Akshay Bhatia as potential winners, huh?
Absolutely. Tom Kim, he started the week at 50-1 and Akshay was 80-1. So we've had a very good week, and it's going to be a very exciting day. For reasons that seem, kind of obvious to me, both those guys came in hitting the golf ball really, really well. I mean, Tom Kim finished top 30 in all three majors. Not many people did that that aren't named Scotty or Xander or something like that. And you're looking for value on the betting board. And to get a guy at 50-1 at a place where, I mean, look where Tom Kim has won. He's won twice in Vegas, which were birdie fests. I mean, Travelers is a birdie fest, right? You got to go super low. And then he also won at Sedgefield, which is a very similar golf course design down there in North Carolina to what we see up at Travelers. You know, it's a lot of point and shoot. It's get the ball and play off the tee, hit a wedge close, and then make a putt. So I felt like Tom had a really good skill set for that. And then I've seen Akshay the last 2 weeks out on tour at Memorial. He was 22nd. You know, I mean, very difficult golf course out there. And then I traveled down to Pinehurst, and he finished 16th, where it was another really difficult test. So I knew both those guys were hitting the ball well. It was a wonder. I was just wondering if their putters would hit, and obviously they have.
Unbelievable. Your picks already. Tom Kim, he carded that 5-under, Sol Leader at 18-under. His scores, I mean, 62, 65, 65, more than impressive. And Akshay Bhatia and Scottie Scheffler, they shot 6-under 64s yesterday. They're one shot back. So what are your thoughts today then? I mean, it's a shootout. Would you, if you had to pick one guy to prevail, and I know it's, I mean, the leaderboard's so tight, who would you pick?
I mean, at this point, based upon what he's done this season, I'm very fearful of Scottie Scheffler. Obviously, I have those other two men pre-tournament, but with Scottie being one shot back and obviously playing well, I am very fearful of what he brings to the table today. Of course, the betting boards feel the same way. You know, they have him as the tournament favorite. So if you wanted to bet the tournament today in a live sense, like, you know, in the middle of the tournament here, he is sitting at plus 125 to win.
Okay.
So that means, yeah. So, I mean, he started the week at 4-1. So he's basically just sitting in position there where he's almost even money to win the tournament against the field that has, I mean, think about this, Ann. There's 16 guys within six shots of the lead. And somebody would say, well, Keith, well, six shots. I said, well, the guy there shot 59 yesterday. So, like, you know, there's a good chance that somebody from anywhere within six, five, four shots of the lead can do it. And of those guys that are in that, you know, that range, you have five of the top 10 in the world.
Right.
I mean, what a leaderboard they have up there in Connecticut. I mean, you've got Scottie, Xander, Colin, Cantley, and Ludwig. Those guys are all in the top 10 in the world, and they're all within six shots of the lead.
I know you can bet, and I'm not somebody who's going to go and bet on, you know, all these results, right, in golf or any other sport. But the more I learn about it, the more I learn that you can bet on so many different things. I mean, can you bet on, like, who you would say would be, the next player to shoot a 59? Would that be a bet that you could place or no?
No, because that's probably too specific. But
okay.
What you could do is, I mean, you could bet every player today, they're round over under.
Okay.
So if Cam Young's, I don't know what it is off the top of my head, but let's say Cam Young to come back again and have a great round, I'm sure his over under is probably like 67.5 or something like that. And you could bet that number. You could bet all of these different groups as a three ball because they're going out in three balls today. You probably brought this up already, but they're expecting weather. So the leaders go off at 11:15 a.m.
Yeah.
So You could bet that final three ball, which would be Tom Kim, Akshay Bhatia, and Scottie Scheffler. You could also bet them head-to-head. You could bet them hole-by-hole. So, like, let's say you and I were sitting there, and we were up on the 16th hole, which is that great par three over the water, and you and I were sitting up there in one of those nice air-conditioned tents overlooking the green. We could bet every group as it comes through, like, who's going to win that hole or who's going to make a birdie or better. So definitely you could get that specific, but who's going to go after another sub-60 score? That one, I'm not sure there's a market for quite yet.
See that? Now, the PGA Tour, they held out for a long time in terms of, you know, betting on players. And take us through the history. How and why did they change their tune to allow betting in golf?
Well, betting became legal, or it gave states the right to determine whether or not they wanted to make sports betting legal back in May of 2018. And at first, all of the different leagues, NFL and NBA, they were all kind of treading water very lightly. How are we going to dive into this? How are we going to do that? A big part of this, which gets kind of in the weeds, or it gets maybe a little bit dry, is that, you know, you have to make sure that your data is correct. So the tour had, it wasn't so much that they were apprehensive about it, but they had to make sure that the data that they were giving out, because those types of bets I just gave you, like hole by hole, you need ShotLink, which is that, you know, resource that they have that everybody sees online that gives you all the data about, you know, the strokes gained and everything else. And if you go to, you know, if you go to PGAtour.com, there's like an endless amount of data about these players, you know, who's good off the front nine, who's good off the back nine. But they needed to put all that in place. And that took a couple of years, and then boom, all of a sudden, and we have COVID, right? And then golf is one of the first sports that comes back, and people still wanted to bet. So betting on golf became super, super, super popular in 2020 because it was one of the first sports that came back that people could wager on. And then from there, it's just skyrocketed. And I started my company back in 2021, and I mean, I'm as busy as I can be. I mean, everyone just loves to bet on golf because it is the most fun sport to bet on golf.
And we must say that the PGA Tour forbids players, caddies, coaches, agents, or anyone connected to a player to place any kind of bet, just so that's clear, right?
Absolutely. They have an integrity policy. It's about a 10-page PDF that everyone has to read and everyone has to sign off on. There is no insider trading. You know, I'm out there every week, and the things that I see are my observations, and then, you know, it's betting. So there's obviously that you could lose. So not everything I do can be right. I'm having a good week this week, but last week at the U.S. Open, I had four guys in the top 11 going into the final round, and they all didn't play well, right? And I didn't have Bryson. So it's like, you know, there's good weeks and bad weeks. It, after all, it is wagering.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like a course like Pinehurst where, you know, you're not really rewarded, in my opinion, for great shots, right? Anything can happen with, you know, with the slopes on the greens and the rollout areas. That must have been a hard one to pick, don't you think? I mean, there are courses that are harder to pick. You know, different tournaments are harder to pick than others.
Oh, 100%. I mean, if you just compare the last 2 weeks, the randomness that you were going to get at a U.S. Open between the wire grass and how hard the green surfaces were and the balls bouncing off and all of that, certainly makes gambling a lot more difficult than it would be at a place like the Travelers, where the golf course, when we showed up there on Monday, it was in perfect shape. So if a guy could point and shoot and put the ball where he wanted, like a Tom Kim or an Akshay, I mean, those guys are hitting the ball so very, very well. And you just felt like, well, geez, if these guys could putt good, then they're going to have a chance because, you know, that there's much less of a randomness to that style of golf course than there is when you go to certain types of major championship golf courses.
You put in so much time. I mean, your research must be just extensive, but you love it. You have a real passion for this, don't you, Keith?
Oh, Ann, I do. I mean, when we bump into one another, you know, like you ask me one question and that's like talking to a fire hose. I mean, I'm sorry, but yes. As a golf professional, you know, it's been a really good week for me as a PGA pro. And it has nothing to do with the betting part. But, you know, a lot of people are really excited about what I do. But I just thought Bryson was such a great winner. You know, with all due respect to everybody that thinks that they grow the game, what Bryson is doing right now, for all of us that are at the green grass golf courses, and I was there for 20-plus years, you know, and all, everything we're trying to do to make golf more popular, to have Bryson running around the streets of Nashville and going on the Tonight Show with the trophy and being so approachable. I mean, if Rory had won, would he be doing all of those things? And I'm not trying to pick on Rory. I'm just saying, like, no other champion was doing those things. Xander didn't do those things. Scotty didn't do those things at the Masters. Bryson has become this, like, mythical figure. I mean, remember at the Masters when he was carrying the sign and he looked like Jesus Christ? And then, you know, he came in second at Valhalla, you know, and you know, I mean, social media loves him. He's, I mean, whatever happened to him as a paradigm shift has just been so good for golf. So it's reinvigorated even me in the media center this week. So, yes, I have passion for it, but some of these players have just done such a wonderful job of making my job so much more fun.
Absolutely. I really love Bryson DeChambeau. He's great for the game. I love the way he embraces the fans. And I think it's authentic. I don't think it's, you know, it's a show. I mean, he is a showman, but I think he really, really has a passion for what he does. And I think it's an honest connection to, you know, just connecting with people. So great to see. Keith, I love your passion. Continued success. And I'd love to have you on again. Thanks so much for the insight.
And you can call me anytime. I love talking golf with you.
All righty. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the final round of the Travelers Championship. Thanks so much for coming on. And coming up, we'll visit with golf personality Marty Hackle, Golf Digest Mr. Style. He's been up at the Travelers all week as well. TPC River Highland actually is his home course where the Travelers is being played. So we'll connect with Marty Hackle in a few minutes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.